Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Laurie A. Couture, author of Instead of Medicating and Punishing, Healing the Causes of Our Children's Acting Out Behavior by Parenting and Educating the Way Nature Intended. Welcome to the fourth episode of The Free and Joyful Childhood. On this radio show, we discuss attachment parenting, unschooling, natural family living, how the mainstream culture harms children, families, and humanity, and how we can create a culture of peace. My background is I am of course the author of Instead of Medicating and Punishing. I am a parenting coach and an education consultant at LaurieAcouture.com. I have a background as a licensed mental health counselor, a former social worker. I'm a writer, an artist, children's rights activist. And I also am the author of the comic strip The Hypocrisy Chronicles, which you can contact me to learn a little bit more about that. Today's show is about, we're going to be discussing why it's critical for parents to stand up to the public schools, to take the public schools back as taxpayers, or better yet, which would be the best choice, remove your children from the public schools and unschool them. Today I was very, every day that I search through all the news reports for children's rights and, especially regarding public schools and sort of the damage that they do to kids and some of the shocking things that come out of it. I see a lot of really upsetting stories, but today, I don't know, I saw two today that really, really blew my mind. They aren't today's stories, but I actually got these stories today. One of them was a boy in Oklahoma City who had been arrested for having a Sharpie marker. And he was arrested by the police, but first at the bidding of his teacher, who made a citizen's arrest. And I actually called the police because this 13-year-old boy had a magic marker. Apparently they have some ridiculous ordinance where you're not allowed to have a Sharpie. When I first actually was reading the story, I actually thought it was a parody, something like from The Onion, a joke, something that, was just sort of a satire. But I guess that gives new credence to the meaning of the saying, the truth is stranger than fiction. Another story that you can't really find a lot of humor in is that mace was being used on children in Birmingham. And it's just unbelievable to me. There are stories that just pile in day after day, month after month, year after year, of children getting restrained to the point where they're getting, injured and restrained, not because they're in danger of harming themselves or harming somebody else, but restrained just on the whims of the teacher or because they're having a tantrum or maybe they threw something in the classroom. Children who are being locked in closets, children that are being denied use of the toilet when they need it, children who are being tased in school, children who are being roughed up by police in school. The list goes on and on. They all sort of conglomerate into one ball of sort of this tangled mess in my mind because it's just so upsetting to hear it that I almost can't articulate it. But one thing is for sure, parents do not have to act helpless to this. So we have all of these unbelievable, egregious stories, children missing basketball shots and getting paddled, or just children getting paddled in general in about 20 states out of the United States. We have all these horrible stories, total human rights violations. But what about the day-to-day stuff, too? Children being forced to sit at desks for 6 hours a day with virtually no breaks. Children's toilet use being regimented. Their ability to go get drinks and eat being regimented. The fact that they have to sit motionless in seats all day long. The fact that they have to take home this ridiculous busy work that they're not paid for, that they refer to as homework, after 6 hours of being in school and having to do that in addition to the 6 hours at school. But then they have to spend, you know, anywhere from 20 minutes to 3 to 4 hours wasting more of their free time. The fact that there's cut recess or no recess at all, or just the fact that we call that recess, the fact that children have a need for physical activity. All of these just basic, to me, human rights violations that are on the continuum from the most extreme to some of the ones that people take for granted and just figure this is what you do in school. As parents, you are the taxpayers, okay? The public schools belong to you. You do not have to allow this to happen. Now, I have a lot of parents write to me on Facebook, write to me through my website, laurieacouture.com, and they're outraged. They're pouring out all this emotion, and they're asking for help, and they're just sort of decrying the situation. But then there's that idea after of, well, what are we going to do about it? You know, the school's too powerful. Parents, the sobering secret to all of this is that it happens because as parents, you let it happen. Maybe not you individually, but parents as a collective group. The schools would not be able to have the power they do over your children and over you, over your family time, and over what you're going to do in your home and what your children are and aren't going to do in your home. They would not have this power over your children's bodies, minds, and even their spirits, their passion for learning, if parents did not allow them to have that amount of control. Parents, I urge you to organize in large numbers to put a stop to the things that you don't like, the things that are destroying your children's passion for learning, destroying their spirit, their happiness, the things that are drudgerous, that cause all kinds of problems for your family, for your children. This idea that children have learning disabilities and ADHD, it's all a bunch of garbage. The schools want to subordinate your children, subdue them, so they're telling you your children have all these diagnoses and things wrong with them because they're trying to get you to do one thing, put them on drugs, chemical restraint. Unfortunately, the schools have been wildly successful at everything that they've done to be able to infringe upon your children's basic human rights. Even their basic human right to have their brain not be bathed in poisonous chemicals, because the parents just stand by helplessly. You know, parents are outraged at this, but they don't do much about it, or they feel that they can't. If every parent, let's say 50% of the school, your child's school, were to right now, all the parents, 50%, were to get up and go down to the school and say, we will not tolerate homework anymore. We will not allow our children to do homework. Or you just, you know, sort of a mild protest by returning, you know, putting a little sticky note on the homework saying, we don't do this in our family, and just we have our family time, return it. If enough parents did that and continued to do it, the schools would not be able to enforce that anymore. They could try all kinds of punitive tactics and threats and this and that, but you are the taxpayers. You own the public schools. You are the public. Or you could do what I would suggest. Rather than fight that fight and waste your time, what I would suggest is remove your children, whether they're in preschool or 6th grade or 12th grade, remove your children from the public schools and unschool them. Allow them to learn in freedom and in joy. Allow them to direct their own education, how they see fit, how they as children see fit, according to what they are interested in, according to what they're passionate about. Are you saying that your child has no passion for learning anymore? Well, all the more reason why they need to get out. It's absolutely desperate that they get out. So so that they can rediscover what they're interested in. What did they? What were they interested in when they were very little? So that's my strongest and most honest, most authentic recommendation, is that if enough people were to withdraw their children from the public schools and either put them in democratic schools like the Sudbury Valley Free School or the many other wonderful ones, you know, that are around the country, I wish there were more, if parents were to do that or find other situations that are equally as free, or the best option would be to unschool, which is quite a lot different than homeschooling, quite a lot different, because with homeschooling, that generally kind of encompasses all forms of learning at home, which could be a parent being just as rigid as with the curriculum as the schools are, so it's not much different than being at school. It's school at home. Unschooling requires an enormous amount of trust in nature, an enormous amount of trust in humanity, in your child, and in just their innate ability to learn and be who they're wired to be, who they're meant to be. And this requires you, as the parent, to offer an incredible amount of resources, bring them places, take them places, help them be part of the community, set up a lot of times with their friends, allow that to happen, be a taxi for a while, help them explore the things that they're passionate about. Then you don't have to deal with the school. You don't have to deal with homework. You know, life can be fun again. You know, how many hours of your child's life, if you're a parent that uses daycare, the first 18 years of their life is swallowed up by public school. These are precious years of childhood that you will never, and they will never, get back again. And then at 18, then they're just expected to go on to, you know, college or job and then forget it. You can't go back and spend 18 years of, you know, in just total joy and freedom and regain your solitude and your ability to invent and create and explore and just revel in life to the same degree that you can in childhood. So how many of those years are wasted on public school and their ridiculous expectations that have nothing to do with what the child's interests are often, or if they do occasionally hit upon an interest of one of their students, then that's going to just be, you know, that'll be gone when that lesson's finished, and that'll, you know, that might last a day or a couple weeks or whatever, and then it's done. And then you can only, you know, work on that particular subject that you enjoy when they say so, in the manner that they say so. So parents, it is absolutely critical to stand up to the public schools if you're going to have your children there, or better yet, remove them and unschool them. Children have a right to a free and joyful childhood, and they can't do that when they're confined to a situation where they're hostages, essentially. It's almost it's like a prison-like environment where every move they make is regimented and controlled and watched and surveilled. So thank you for joining me for this fourth episode of The Free and Joyful Childhood. Please join me next time. We don't have a set time yet, but on Facebook I will let people know. This is Laurie A. Couture, your host. Please visit lauriecouture.com to read my blog and learn more about my supportive parenting coaching services, my parenting, my education consulting, and my book, Instead of Medicating and Punishing. Thank you very much.